1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Tough day ahead outside New York City after a bus full of students and staff headed to a band camp overturned and rolled down a highway ravine Thursday. Two adults killed.
The bus skidded off the highway and landed on its side after tumbling 50 feet. The crash happening barely half an hour from their destination in the Poconos. Dozens of passengers, mostly students, were injured.
I landed on the side. I had to jump out the window. The kid next to me was covered in blood. I saw blood everywhere.
Two adults on board were killed, including 43-year-old Gina Pelletieri, the band's director.
ABC's N.J. Burkett. A government shutdown looking more and more likely, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy failing to strike a deal on stopgap spending measures. Deadline, end of the month. This is ABC News. Lahaina residents getting ready for their first look at their homes after the Maui wildfires. Residents will be escorted into the burn zone starting Monday. For many, it'll be the first time they've seen their homes since the fires last month. At least 97 people died in the disaster. The White House working on new rules that could help the credit ratings of Americans struggling under medical debt.
Nearly 20% of Americans have unpaid medical debt, and it often puts a ding in your credit report when you're looking to get a loan. U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it's not fair because it feels medical debt does not predict how creditworthy you are. The president has begun a rulemaking that will remove those bills from credit reports and stop creditors from considering it when lending money.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Beverly Hills hoping for a bit of a cleaner Halloween this year. Officials there banning anyone under 21 from having shaving cream, silly string, or hair removal products on October 31st. The hope is to cut down on pranks. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Friday to you. Coming your way from Titletown, USA. So they never did turn the bridge lights on last night, right?
No. Okay. But was that fun last night or what?
Oh, my gosh.
We went.
Folks, if you're coming to downtown Green Bay, if you're in town, you got to go. And you know what? We're going to give a free plug. I don't care.
Right.
Because the owner is a really great friend of mine. He's done so much for me and for charity events over the years. You can't
and
even believe
city.
It. And the city. Jess Miller and his Hagmeister. We were sitting out there last night. Todd, is there any place in America that would be a better setting?
Looking at it, just the water, the bridge lights.
I'll be honest with you. I've never been there. Always wanted to go, right? So last night was nice to go and have a drink and some conversation with you guys. I was blown away at the place. I had to come back and work last night, but I literally wanted to sit at the bar and drink Spotted Cows all night because.
Yes. So you did that, and then you came back to work.
It's a but wild show.
It was such a perfect night.
It was.
Yeah. It was just gorgeous out there.
And that was really enjoyable. And we still got a few more of those left, but that's a slice of Green Bay that people need to experience. The service was great. The food was good. So
You brought up a point yesterday. We were on one of the shows yesterday, Jim, and you brought up the point about, or maybe it was last night, I had Wisco Disco, by the way.
What is that?
I don't know. I always like to just try a different beer. Like when I go to the place in Two Rivers, the Cold City Brew.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
East Twin River Brew is really good.
That's good.
I love trying different beers.
Yeah.
But anyway, you brought up a point.
Cool City Brewery.
Yeah, Cool City Brewery. That is a great place.
That is a great place in Two Rivers, right across the street from the park. That's a good place. But
really great place. That's got a patio too.
Yeah.
But anyway, you brought up a point about how things have changed since when you took over as mayor. And you mentioned something that I always think is really underrated. And I honestly used to say this. I used to say, you know, I can't believe, because even coming from Flint. Okay, maybe the worst city in America. Flint at least found some ways to put into play the Flint River, which might not sound like much, but downtown Flint by the river, they actually got some cool things, some museums and different things. So before the bottom fell out of Flint, they lost like 40% of their population.
Yeah.
They were really making strides at creating a cool downtown built around water. And I remember thinking in Green Bay, looking at the big parking ramp and different things, it's like, you got a beautiful river here, and you got coal piles on one side. Okay, it's a working port. That's, I guess it comes with the territory. But it's like, who decided to build a parking ramp on a beautiful body of water? And that's what Green Bay has. When you talk about, so it's partially unseen. If you come to downtown Green Bay, you got to get beyond this first layer of buildings, which are cool buildings and everything, but to realize what how it's been revigorated because of the building on the water.
Right. It turned from backs to the water to the being the front porch and the city deck. Yeah. And it hasn't. And people like it. I mean, that place was packed last night and people walking on the trail, biking on the trail. So, yeah, it's a good thing. And there's a lot more to be done, but why you wouldn't embrace this God-given natural resource, the river, you know, and there, and that's a cool river, right? It's a working river.
Absolutely.
There's theater on the river in terms of, you know, ships coming in, and there are people, like you said, Flint, and there's some other communities I've been to as well that it's like a creek and they still embrace it.
Exactly.
They still build on that, build a museum, and it's like this trickling little creek. And it's like, wait a minute, we got, you know, this Fox River is this natural waterway. So, yeah, I'm glad we did that. I'm glad, you know, that's going to continue.
And it is fun. When I've even last night for a while, I went over by the river just watching. It's fun at night watching these boats go through with all the different lights. Uh-huh. The Coast Guard boat or whatever came through and the sheriff's boat and all the different things. I think that's entertainment, just sitting there watching these boats go by.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to look at. So, anyway, yeah, that was a good time. And,
hey, Todd, can you? Todd, we talked about that. We made a little executive decision.
Oh, okay, good.
We're getting a show boat.
you'd left, Todd.
You just left. Because Jim was like, Todd, where Todd go? I just want to finalize what kind of a boat we're getting.
Okay, let's make this motion.
It's going to be a dinghy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
So that was good. And we got, you know, this weekend's going to be busy down here, right? Did you lease out your apartment? I think you should.
No,
I thought you should.
You were joking when you said that. And then you throw out the price I might get.
Yeah.
It's like, I might think of this.
People,
that's all I have right now, though, is a couch, literally a couch, a bar of soap, and a toothbrush.
Well, you have a refrigerator in there, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing in it. Okay. Thank God Todd stocked this year. I couldn't wait because I woke up so thirsty. It was unbelievable. From that, I had a great Philly cheesesteak sandwich last night, by the way, there.
Oh, that's what you had?
Yeah,
oh,
it was really good.
That, yeah.
But anyway, I couldn't wait to get down here because this is my new favorite drink in the world, Celsius. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's delicious. Kiwi guava. Guava?
That's...
Guava?
Careful with that.
What is that?
I have no idea. Oh. I don't drink that stuff. But,
but it's good.
Todd, thank you again for... You know, Todd's our producer, as you know, and we're delighted that he's here.
He's nervous.
And he drives in from Oshkosh every day. Who is...
Todd.
Why?
Why?
Take a guess. Jeopardy.
Date? Oh, Jeopardy. We are playing Jeopardy today. Oh, my God. Todd's nervous.
You're going to have this in your head all night tonight.
So, as we talked about yesterday.
I can't believe you guys strong-armed me to give you two of the questions already last night.
We're nervous about work. So, Dr. Chen's coming in. And as everyone knows, he's the guy that ran the tables for 9 days on Jeopardy. Took a little bit of break for COVID, went back, and... Should have continued, but had a little misspelling word that was very controversial. Alex Trebek would have totally accepted
that.
But this other guy's like, I don't know, he's missing a T or something. I don't know how to spell Benedict. But so he ended with 255, 257. I forgot what he got. 257,000. Do you know, Todd?
I'm not sure off.
But it was close to 300,000. But he would have continued. But he, because of his 9-day winning streak, I think he pole vaulted into the, he goes back for that round of champions, right? Yeah. So anyway, that'd be cool. Anyway, so he's coming on today and
we're going to play Jeopardy.
We're very nervous about that because let's admit it. Let's be honest with our listeners. We are not in his class of intellect.
No, but you have
not even close, not even close. So then Johnny says, well, let's play trivia. Well, let's play Jeopardy with this guy. I'm like, John, we're not going to do that. He goes, no, I'll be the host.
Yeah.
So he gets out of making himself look dumb because he's the host. So Todd and I, have got to take on Dr. Chen, which is going to be a very short show. I hope you have a lot of questions.
But here's the deal. Like, I gave you those two last night examples. So I wrote up these questions.
How do we do?
You lost them both. You will know the answer to every one. Like, when you hear the answer, it's not going to be, I'm not asking for, like, French poetry from the 12th century where it's like you've never heard of the person. Every answer is something you would have heard of.
I was hoping, you know, there's spinoffs of Jeopardy, like Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And,
Jeopardy.
I was hoping that you would like do a spinoff of Uper Jeopardy, and then maybe we actually had a chance with him.
Well, we'd run the tables.
Can
on
we
that.
Do that one day?
Uper Jeopardy. That.
Oh, Todd.
Right. How do you spell?
It's all right up here. It's all right up here.
That I'd play.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's going to be fun. And, you know, the other thing
first. the question. No, all of a sudden I got became Alan Funt. Did we just become Alan?
Alan Ledden?
Alan Ledden. Yeah. The question is,
yeah, that's
how do you pronounce this word? P-A-S-T-Y.
It is Patsy, right?
No!
No! No!
Patsy.
No.
Pasty.
Yeah.
Pasty.
Yeah, I know. That's that thing that you were going to make for the National Pasty Day in February. We're doing a big event the here.
Next, please be quiet. The next question.
He never said that.
He did, too. The next question. Oh. Pronounce this word. S-A-U-N-A.
You can't pronounce sauna. No, you say suna. You're wrong. I'm right.
The correct pronunciation is sauna.
It is not.
Maybe in the UP. So
UP. That's the UP.
Absolutely. Well, Jeopardy. This is UP Jeopardy.
Okay, that incomplete this sentences. Two Rivers Jeopardy. All right. Then I'm excited for this guy to come on our show. I really am, and I've read about him, and everybody knows him, and I'm gonna ask Lee if we have enough time, and I think we will, because I think those questions, I don't know what timing you have on to answer the question,
well,
but seconds.
Yeah, I had 15 questions. It's down to 13 now.
Yeah.
I had to give two away last night.
Which we both got wrong.
Yes.
So
maybe I'll throw them at him, though, too, for the first ones as like a warm-up.
Oh, he'll know those.
We'll see.
Okay. That's a good idea, though. We should warm him up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Just a lot of pressure for him coming out here.
I bet he laid awake all night last night.
Just like, wow, how am I going to take these guys on? But what an interesting guy. It's going to be fun to, for our listeners, I think you all know Dr. Chen, St. Norbert College professor, and actually almost didn't get on Jeopardy. You know, that story, the email that invited him, he missed that. And so it was 2 months later, he finds it, and he writes back to him and says, hey, can I still audition? And they're like, yeah, come on in. So then he got down there and obviously did extremely well. So very proud of him. That's going to be fun to have him in studio.
You know what we got to do, though? Because I think he's been at some competitions that Aaron Rodgers has been in, right? Like local ones in bars type thing or in pubs. And we just want him to say at the end that we're smarter than Aaron Rodgers. That's what we have to go for our goal.
I didn't bring that kind of cash.
I was just going to say, you better have the big wallet today.
I don't carry that. I don't carry that much with me.
Hey, Todd, are these correct temperatures? Because I think they're the same as yesterday.
Nope, those are correct.
Those are the same? Because that's like exactly the same as yesterday at this time. Yep. 55 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 62 in Oshkosh.
And did you see the forecast? We're going to have a great game day, you guys.
So that rain is holding off?
Yeah, 75 degrees, sunny. This is going to be fun. The Saints are coming into town. Going to be staying down here. And people are going to be, this is our first home game.
Yeah, I know.
People are going to be.
Is this alumni weekend already?
No idea.
I don't know. It is. First game
I think
is,
it kind
it?
Of is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's always fun.
It is. It is fun.
Yes.
And those alumni, you know, we think of the alumni as older people, but there's some young alumni.
Absolutely.
You know, and
I mean, the Chris Jackies of the world and the Bill Schraders of the world.
Right.
All of a sudden, they become Packer alumni.
Right.
We got a text in. I just want to mention this because on Thursday nights, Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos do a radio show. Chris, after the show last night, had to drive all the way up to Pelican Lake.
Okay.
We actually just got a text from her. It says, good morning, fellas. Tuned into the M&M Mayhem show from Pelican Lake. So they're listening in this morning.
Thank you. Boy, that sounds like a cool place to be right about now, though, doesn't it? Is there any anything better than a cabin in the fall? That's like the greatest.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Todd, we need a show cabin.
That's
work on that.
Well, where else are we going to park our boat?
That's where we're going to take our boat to the cabin. Yeah. Can you get to Pelican Lake?
Todd, you got a lot to do.
Can you get to Pelican Lake via the Fox River?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. No. All right. No.
I don't know that, though.
Well,
all right.
You'd think being married, you'd know those things. Eric would know. We want to say hello to Eric. He's a big listener.
He is. Yes. That was fun yesterday. He did. Gave us a nice shout out at that breakfast meeting. Yep. He's doing a good job.
We're going to send a quick break. Mido and the Mayor. We got a big show coming up today. Back after this.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Low 70s. Sunday, turning cooler on Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 78 today. We should dip down to around 61 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And welcome back. What do you think, Todd?
I would say no to that.
Okay,
that's just
all right,
my opinion
all right,
on that.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
just so you know, Doctor, I'm basically auditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what I'm hoping for is
spot.
Yeah, no, no, not your spot. No, no,
Mayim.
No, no. Mayim. Yes, Mayim. Mayim. Yes, that... I always call her Blossom. She was Blossom, right?
Blossom, yeah.
Yes. So I'm just thinking that when you go back for your Tournament of Champions, you might say, "Hey guys, you know, there's this guy in Green Bay I think could do this."
Dr. Chen, I let him make that decision after.
Okay, that's fine.
Maybe Jeopardy Radio. Maybe.
Jeopardy Radio, yes.
We have got...
Wait a minute, the one question I have to ask, were you listening on the way in when we were doing Youper trivia?
Yeah.
And would you have gotten those two right?
Well, I thought the first thing you'd ask about would be... pasties.
Okay, I didn't even know how to say it.
He cannot pronounce that word.
Yeah, he just... for our listeners, those tuning in right now, Dr. Chen is in the house, and we've been talking about him the last 3 days. Dr. Chen, as everyone knows, is the professor from St. Norbert College who ran the tables on Jeopardy. 9 wins, took a little bit of break with a COVID thing, but went back and hundreds of thousands of dollars of winnings and lost on a very, very technical, Alex Trebek would let him continue to play, some little spelling error. But... We'll talk about how much fun it was and how you got so smart. Johnny and I really want to get something out of this interview.
And I really want to get smart.
And I think it might be too late, Doc. But anyway, I was talking to my wife.
You always say it's too late for me to do physical labor.
Yeah.
As another job.
Yeah.
It's not too late for me to get smart.
Well, we'll let the doctor decide.
Okay.
That. But anyway, welcome. Pleased to meet your acquaintance. I'm trying to make it sound smart, but we're glad you're here. So tell us
how impressed.
Well, that was very insincere.
I know. I can sense that. Tell us a little bit about how'd you get so smart?
Well, I grew up in New York City. I was lucky enough to go to some of the best public schools in the city. I also watched a lot of PBS as a kid. Actually,
did you watch Bob Ross?
I watched Bob Ross, of course. Yeah,
Todd's idol. That his first painting went for $12 million, and Todd just missed it. We're in radio, you know.
Good thing, because that was going towards our boat.
It went for $12
million? Yeah. Yeah. Right, Todd?
Something like that. It was a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. Anyway, so New York City.
That's good to know.
Public,
could come,
yes.
Could come up.
New York City. Oh, don't hold that one on me. Just do,
oh, I'll do my own research.
Don't.
The fact finder finds that incorrect.
It's Bob Ross.
New York City Public Schools. Mm-hmm. How'd you end up here?
Well, I'd say one of the things I think from a young age, I think I wanted to know everything. And when I started my studies, I found that philosophy was the field that really resisted specialization the most and wanted to make sense of everything. Right. So there's this famous quote within philosophy that says philosophy is about how things in the broadest possible sense of the term hang together in the broadest possible sense of the term. Right. Yep. So you want to see how everything fits together.
Yeah, and everybody knows that.
It's also, we don't know.
John,
cheese.
We make that almost together. Every day.
John,
every day we walk in here.
John, what the hell is this guy talking about?
I don't know. I thought you would know. Okay. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Swarthmore College, which is right outside of Philly. Yep. And then I did graduate school at UCLA.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So how did Norberts get their hooks in you?
Well, I actually was at Lawrence for a couple of years in a semi-permanent position, and a permanent position opened up at Norbert's. I really liked living up here. It was actually the least effort I'd ever put into applying for a job, because I had some job security down in Appleton. But when the opening happened at Norbert, I wasn't planning on applying for jobs, right? So, but when it opened up, I just put in an application, worked out, and... Long story short.
So we're both alumni of the Pac-10 or Pac-12, as it used to be. I went to Arizona State, and I was looking one day at admission rates, and Arizona State was 83%, and UCLA was 13%.
Oh, yeah, right?
And it's like, we got a different breed at ASU than UCLA.
I went to Norbert's, and it was 100%. Or I wouldn't have got in. So, the fact that I'm a college graduate, people say I hide that well. So, anyway, you are here, and how long have you been at Norbert's?
This is year 11.
Okay. So, did you always have a desire to get on Jeopardy or a game show?
You know, I think it's interesting. I've met people through being on the show that have, it's really been something they wanted, kind of like Rosie Perez on, White Men Can't Jump, where it's like a clear desire there.
Baby Ruth. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
I am so, lost was, again. I know, two hash marks
she
here.
She was on the show, and it's like the first word, Baby Ruth. You wouldn't understand.
I don't.
Yeah. So
back to our guest.
Yeah. It's never been for me something like that where I thought I need to get on. But even when I was out in L.A., because Sony Pictures is out there, that's where they tape. And so it's like, oh, I'm out here in grad school. It seems like I would be probably pretty good at it. So I went down and auditioned, 20 years ago. I forgot about it. Took the online test a few times. And then I think actually last year I started thinking, I think for various kind of, life change reasons, that, I really should make more of an effort to get on, because it would be cool. I think I would enjoy it a lot. It would, be an awesome experience. And I don't, people talk about manifesting things. Actually, our old quarterback talks about manifesting things a lot.
Yeah, we
want to
talk
about
him too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel bad for him. But it felt like I manifested it, because from the minute I actually really wanted it and started doing things to try to make it happen, everything
Who's the other person in TV history whose quest was to be on a game show like that? And one of the questions was, things you'll find in my kitchen. No, oh, things you
Cliff.
Won't.
Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
Cliff.
There you go. Remember that one, Todd?
No, but now I do.
Okay.
Yes, I was.
Do you know what we're talking about,
I
Mr.
do
Mayor?
Not. So okay. Three hash marks. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, because that's one of the questions coming up. Because we're going to be playing Jeopardy here.
With the Jeopardy champion, Dr. Chen from St. Norbert. Yeah, you are impressive, and I have some plans for you that it's going to manifest.
You could try to get him into politics,
right,
too.
I am.
Oh. All right, we got to set our quick break. Mind of the Mayor and Dr. Chan, back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Tough day ahead outside New York City after a bus full of students and staff headed to a band camp overturned and rolled down a highway ravine Thursday. Two adults killed.
The bus skidded off the highway and landed on its side after tumbling 50 feet. The crash happening barely half an hour from their destination in the Poconos. Dozens of passengers, mostly students, were injured.
I landed on the side. I had to jump out the window. The kid next to me was covered in blood. I saw blood everywhere.
Two adults on board were killed, including 43-year-old Gina Pelletieri, the band's director.
ABC's N.J. Burkett. A government shutdown looking more and more likely, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy failing to strike a deal on stopgap spending measures. Deadline, end of the month. Pope Francis is in France, visiting the port city of Marseille, calling for the Mediterranean to be a place of refuge for migrants. This is ABC News.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Friday to you here. Mino and the Mayor coming your way, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW 98.3 FM. 1100 a.m. on WISS in Oshkosh. And oh man, we've been waiting for this gentleman for a long time. A
couple months.
Christy, you're instrumental in getting him lined up for us.
Christy, thank you.
Yes, it was very exciting. We're so happy to have you, Ben.
Christy, of course, as you know, is Miss Downtown Green Bay. It runs the City Deck Landing where our studio is located.
Does she have a sash for being Miss Downtown Green Bay?
No. I'm wearing a sash next week, Doc, because we're having a party here to kick off Oktoberfest next Friday. And I have one that says Burgermeister. which I don't know if you know, that means mayor.
No, it doesn't. It means brewmeister, doesn't it?
No, it means mayor.
Oh, it does? Uh-huh.
Yes, I finally got something wow. right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Chen.
Well, thanks for being here, Dr. Chen. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes. Thank wow. you. Okay, all right. Anyway.
That was embarrassing.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Chen, tell us. Johnny's got some questions.
Ooh.
But wait, I want to just talk a little bit more about your next step in Jeopardy. You ran the tables, 9 wins. So you got pole vaulted or not? You got, I'm trying to use bigger words today, but yes. I can't. You got to go to.
How funny is this, though? And I at least he admitted it. Todd and I, we watch this guy drink a cup of coffee every single day, right?
Yep.
Every day. Have you ever seen him with a Harvard cup before?
He probably went out and bought that last night.
I went there.
Donna, get on eBay.
I
need a Harvard cup.
I'm going through all these boxes last night trying to, I want to impress the doc this morning, you know?
But you did go to Harvard, sort of.
I did. The diploma's on the wall in the back.
It is.
Well, I know, but I mean Harvard Business Seminar or something, wasn't it? I mean, not your undergraduate.
No, I wouldn't have gotten in for that's undergrad. What I mean, yes. No, I would have not gotten
in
there.
In the business, they call that dropping the H-bomb, actually, when you bring up that you went to Harvard. You
know? Oh, really? Okay. There's a term for it.
The H-bomb.
Look at you. Okay. Wow. Hey, I like it.
When do you go back on... What is it? What is it? What is
that called? Jeopardy.
The Tournament of Champions. So that's be determined because, you know, the WGA is currently on strike.
Oh, that's right.
So they said, the producer said they did not want to schedule the Tournament of Champions until the strike was over.
Well, what do they need writers for? It's your show.
Yeah. They could get once he sees my questions.
Yeah, wait.
He's going to tell them, I got a guy. So how is Aaron Rodgers in trivia?
Aaron Rodgers is solid. You know, I think the thing that I like about him, obviously, he's a somewhat polarizing figure, but I do admire that. I think he's committed to like lifelong learning and trying to evolve as a person. Sometimes he does that in ways that people find problematic, but I think, you know, he's a genuine, authentic person.
What's his specialty like in trivia?
I wasn't on his team. I remember when the time he beat me or his team beat my team, I think there was a Game of Thrones round, and he was very good at that.
Okay. So should this be the whole team against Dr. Chen, or how do you want to do this?
You know what?
I like that.
Because we, Johnny, don't have a chance against this guy.
Right.
Okay. All right, Dr.
Are we ready
Chen.
To play?
Oh, we're playing.
Johnny's got questions.
Where's my signaling device?
Well, you got to raise your hand.
Okay.
Okay, first one to raise their hand.
Christy, you be the judge. Are you a Jack?
Well, no. She can help us, too,
you're
if
helping
she knows,
us.
Right?
Okay. And the judge, okay?
Johnny, you got to...
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Is that my music?
That's your music.
But that's the Final Jeopardy music. I wanted
you want
intro
the big
music.
Stuff?
Yeah. I've got one shot at this. Don't blow it for me, Gene. Remember? Saturday Night Live episode? Remember?
No.
The cowbell?
Yes.
We need more cowbell. No?
No.
Okay.
All right, let me see if I can pull this up. I wasn't prepared for the theme.
All right. Well, do you want to give us a warm-up? Hey, tell you what, to warm up, let's put Johnny and I on the spot. What was the easiest question? Let's see if we can get this, Johnny. He was on for 9 days. What was the easiest question you had? I want to see if...
The category is U.S. cities. And
I'll get
the
this.
Clue is something like, this city
Who
is
Who was
home.
Mayor of Green Bay for 16 years?
Oh, no. There actually was another one, but... this city is home to Brewers Hill and Miller Park.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes.
Really?
That
oh,
would
wow.
be seen. Okay. Now that one we would have got that. Us on that.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think I'm ready. Ready?
This is John's edition. This is Dr. Chen's in the house, but Johnny Mino's edition.
How's it affect me, John Mino? Oh, nice.
This is
Jeopardy. Is Mino and the Mayor Jeopardy.
All right,
today, our guests from Rosendale, Wisconsin, Todd Michaels.
Thank you.
From Two Rivers, Wisconsin, Jim Schmidt. And from De Pere, Wisconsin, Dr. Ben Chan, our returning champion.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh,
and now your host, John Mino.
It's bad when you have to do your own intro.
Yeah. Well, I was going to do it for you. Yeah, that's okay.
From Nugani. Oh,
okay. Nigani. Okay.
Nigani, whatever.
Okay, are we ready for the question number one?
Yes.
We are ready.
Here we go. Question number one. You have to raise your hand quick. You're the judge, Christy?
Yeah.
All right.
Christy J, here we go. Question number one. The world capital cities of Vienna, Bratislava, and Budapest.
Oh, my God. He raised his hand already.
What river?
Oh, jeez.
Dr. Chen.
What is the... Oh, it's so early. What is the Danube?
Yes, that's correct. The Danube.
Nice job.
What, Johnny, you said we don't even... I don't even
You're a world traveler. You always talk about what a world traveler you are.
Not by Danny Boy or whatever you just said. Okay.
Danny Boy. Back to singing here.
Okay, hang on, my computer.
John, I thought you...
Okay. Well, just wait a second.
This is a great audition.
Blown it for me, Gene.
It's a great audition.
Hang on. Okay, I got to just...
People are hit.
Okay, here, you ready?
Yes.
Ready? Yes. Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Tiger Woods, and Rush Limbaugh all received what prestigious medal?
I got it.
Go ahead.
It's the Congressional, not the Congressional Medal of Honor, it's the President's Seal of Approval.
Dr. Chen?
What is the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
That is correct.
Don't I get partial credit?
No, you get nothing. Partial
you get nothing.
Dr. Chen, like, you spelled Benedict wrong, but I said the whole word president. Don't you think I should get...
You get... it's a moral victory.
Moral victory. I'll take it. I'll take it. We live on those.
Our next question, if I may continue, Jim. And if you don't get this one right, then you're not going to get any right. In what musical will you find the character Nathan Detroit?
Oh, my God.
Dr. Chen?
What is Guys and Dolls?
That is correct.
All right.
Todd.
I'm just going to go down the hall and grab a cup of coffee.
Me too.
Okay?
Does anybody need anything?
Todd, how many times has he given me crap because I've never seen musicals? Because he's seen every musical there is.
Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, know, okay.
Well, when Dr. Chen's in the house, yeah, I kind of want to. I'm playing customer trivia here. I want him to win.
Once again, Jim.
Because we want him to come
here
back.
Here we go. Question is, how many players are there in water polo?
Five.
I'm going to pass on that. I have a guess.
Todd?
I have no idea. What's your guess?
My guess is nine per side.
Seven.
Seven.
Is it UCLA a big water polo place?
Yeah, but...
I think so.
You're big in a lot of
things. Didn't find your way down there.
No, it's a grueling sport.
Right? Okay. Here's a hard one, but I thought I'd throw in some of those. What mammal has fingerprints nearly identical to humans?
I'd say gorilla.
I'll be honest with you. I've used it on a show recently. It's a smaller animal, isn't it? It's not something our size, but I can't remember what it is.
Doctor?
I don't know.
Koalas.
Koalas.
No. Yeah, koalas.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, wait, don't I kind of...
You get nothing.
That's kind of like a...
No,
that comes from that family of, like, gorillas and animals. Yeah. No. A koala bear? That's a bear?
Koala's not in a gorilla.
It kind of gorilla bear. Bit, yeah.
Right.
A gorilla bear.
You heard the doctor?
A gorilla bear.
A gorilla bear.
Thank you, Dr. Chen. Yes, I think, partial credit again. So half and half is one.
Our next question. What is the most popular name that shares that name with a month of the year? Doctor?
What is... April.
No, incorrect.
Whoa. June?
Incorrect.
Well, I know it's not September. How about May?
Incorrect.
What?
August.
No.
Come on.
You can't argue with it.
All right.
Get the producer.
What a hell of an addition.
Alec Trebek would not be pleased with your...
Buzzer.
Wow.
Buzzer. No. August is... Just wait. Say the question again. No. Maybe you read it wrong.
What is the most popular name that shares that August. Name with the month of the year?
August. Do you know any August?
August. August who? August who? Who the hell you know that name? August.
I'm not going to mention him on the air. They might be listening.
No, August.
His name's August.
Wow.
Augustine is not August. Augustine is... No.
May I continue?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
How many...
Are we going to talk about Pella pretty soon?
Okay. How many teeth does an adult human have? How many teeth?
32.
Correct.
Hold on. I have to throw a flag on that because he didn't say what.
He did not say what.
So I'm sorry.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the rules.
All right.
That is the rules.
I got to buckle down here.
Yep. All right. Yep, okay. Here goes.
What is a turkey's red flesh right under their beak called? Doctor?
What's the, is it the waddle?
That is correct. The waddle.
I was going to say the gobble.
Yeah.
That's the sound they make.
That was close. What is a gobble? I was going to say, what is a gobble? Okay.
What African country has Portuguese as its official language? Doctor?
What is Mozambique?
That is correct.
Oh, my goodness.
You all right there, Jim?
Yeah.
All right. Our next question. What is measured in Mickey's? Jim?
Mice.
No.
That's good.
Close, though.
Oh.
Sort of close. The speed of a computer mouse.
Oh, okay.
Get the Mickey Mouse thing.
No, that's
why.
That's good.
Wait. What? Dr. Chen was going to make a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, mice are measured because that's how you refer to a mouse as a
but he's,
mice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mice are measured.
He's giving me credit.
Hey, Doc, you want to just sit over there and just kind of mind your own, whatever?
Play the game.
I'm liking this guy.
Wow. Our next question. Devil's Tower is found in which state? Yes, sir.
What is Wyoming?
That is correct. You lived there and you didn't know that?
Lived there.
That was one of the gimmies I gave you.
That and Guys and Dolls. All
but
right.
You lived in Wyoming, correct?
No, I lived out in West Covina, not Wyoming.
I thought you told me you lived in... Well, you've been to every state.
Yeah, I've been to every state.
So you'd think...
I would think I would know that.
Yes.
Casper. Okay.
Here we go. This one would be also used in Uper trivia, okay?
Ooh. Oh, all man. Right, I'm going to go get my coffee.
What is the Finnish word for Finland?
Yes,
sir.
What is Suomi?
Sumi. Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
These are hard.
I just learned that, actually. I just learned that recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're still learning. Yeah. I thought you knew everything. People like us that every day, it's like, wow, I didn't.
I feel like I'm sitting in the back of the classroom
right now. Oh, man.
These are real questions.
Yes, they are. I didn't screw around. Okay, and then you did hear this last night. I just want to know if you would have gotten it right. If you wanted to travel through three adjacent states that all started with the same letter, what would your route be?
Well, you got Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa.
That is correct.
So I know that actually was
However, he didn't answer in a form of a question.
Good point.
Well, Dr. Chen,
he rolled his eyes.
I won't say anything about that. Good. But no, that was an old, they used that on Jeopardy once.
Oh, did they really? Yeah. Oh,
that
cool.
Question? That same question?
Yeah.
So I just have to ask.
Not on one of my shows, but way back. I think.
Oh, okay. Were you nervous?
I was nervous preparing because there's a lot of, I'll tell you, I don't think I've said this in public, but it's like my big nightmare. Maybe it's a bad thing to worry about, but it's like I'd be on, I'd lose because there's a lot of variance, like Ken Jennings, everybody, all the good people came close to losing their first game. So I think, you know, a lot of good people who are quite good at the game lose in their first game. So my worry was that I would lose in the first game and then I'd run into, like Jim Schmidt over here, and he'd say, congratulations, great to watch you, but he'd be thinking, man, I would have done so much better than you. And that would have been.
And you know what? Even as far as you went, he still thinks that. Just so you know what I'm dealing with.
No, he doesn't.
Can you stick around, Doctor?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Awesome. We're going to start a quick break. Mino and the Mayor and Dr. Chen back after this.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Low 70s. Sunday, turning cooler on Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 78 today. We should dip down to around 61 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and all points beyond. We are so honored to have Dr. Ben Chan from St. Norbert, a professor of philosophy, Jeopardy champion, in the house with us. Okay, Dr. Chan, go ahead and
assess us. Quickly.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of time.
We got a lot of time.
Unless it's good. Unless it's good.
Oh, the assessment?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, I think the content was top-notch.
Thank you.
But I think one thing that's difficult, right, that you learn when preparing for Jeopardy is it's very helpful. What's harder to gauge here is by the clue location on the board, you can tell whether how hard it's going to be, right?
Right.
So for something like a koala, that was pretty difficult actually, right? And it's
thank you.
Right. Had it been, and really had it been like a $200 clue, then probably you could just guess it would be something like gorilla and you'd buzz in and confidently say gorilla, right?
Yeah.
But if it were farther down on the board, if you didn't actually know, then you wouldn't buzz in, right? At the top of the board,
sure.
They're trying to give you things that you could basically guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something that's very, it's hearing them cold without being a board just made me realize, oh, right, I'm very dependent on board location to gauge whether
I should. Just in your mind getting set for how hard it's going to be.
Did you do two or three shows in a day?
Five.
Five in a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you have to, when they tell you, do they say bring five different sets of clothes?
Yeah, no, weirdly they say bring four. I'm like, why not five? But they bring four chain, maybe they mean four additional.
Because you're wearing one, right?
Yeah, you're wearing one.
That four, let's see, four.
Oh, just I got wait, it, just figured it out.
Wow, you had to explain that to him.
Four plus one is five.
Four
That's your greatest achievement ever.
I got it.
That is your all-time greatest achievement.
Okay, we got that.
Thank you, John.
Did they treat you all right?
They are, it's interesting. They want you to have fun, right? They want you to play your best. So, and they've seen thousands of people, you know, and so they know everybody's nervous, right? So they're trying to psych you up the whole time because that's, you don't want to, it makes for better TV, right? To have people who are comfortable and playing well than people who are nervous and not playing to their best. So, but at the same time, they have to get through five shows in X hours. So it's a combination of lots of positive talk and, you know, trying to get you in the good mind space, but also half that and half trying to get people who are not industry professionals to go through very efficiently with everything. Right.
Do they have like alcohol in the green room or do they?
No, but it was funny there. Their podcast did an interesting retrospective on all the people who had lost to Ken Jennings. And somebody mentioned that, they had, you know, brought their coffee into the studio, but it was spiked with, you know,
really?
Baileys and that.
Really? Wow.
That might explain some of the things she said.
Right.
She
wow. Story. And it's you play your five games in front of the same studio audience?
No, there's three in the morning, two in the afternoon. They switch the audience.
Okay.
at lunch. Yeah.
All right. What's the reaction with the other players? Is that a friendly competition? Is there some backbiting going on?
No, it's friendly. It's very friendly. You know, I think everybody is in the same boat in terms of being awed by the experience. And I think, you know, as you know, just people, human beings tend to be nice, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They don't. Yeah, I think there are some people who are quieter, right? And I think want to get into make sure that they're at their peak, and so they'll maybe sit to the side a little bit. But everybody's. I didn't meet anybody who was cutthroat.
And did you hang out after, go to dinner together, or do you guys on your own?
That a lot of folks come with family, right?
Oh, right.
So they tend to. Yeah, hang out with their family.
All right. Afterwards. So, is this life changing? I mean, do people ask for your autograph, photograph? I mean, how many people watched? I mean, it's got to be a million people that watch that show, right?
Oh, well over that.
I think the average audience is like 9 million or
really?
Something.
Really? Yeah.
And I think, you know, St. Norbert and also, you know, the Press Gazette and other outlets did a nice job of, you know, trying to highlight my experience. I think, you know, it's true, right? If you do something good in private, it's just good for you. But, you know, when I was hoping that I'd be able to share it with everybody in Green Bay, and it seems like people were into that. So I think it was much more recognized in Green Bay than I would be just by the average viewing audience in Green Bay. And that's been nice just because I think it was really something that, you know, okay. I think I could share with everybody.
I got to ask Chrissy, do you have a question first?
Ben, is there a mural of you?
No, there's no mural. No mural yet.
Well, yet. Did you hear the yet?
Well, we'll get Spencer to draw
Spencer
one.
Yeah,
I heard Spencer. I heard Spencer.
You know Spencer, right?
Spencer's awesome.
So are you a listener of our show?
Well, this week I was a listener.
Okay, this week. All right.
I probably said, you probably then heard me, but I have to ask. I mean, you're obviously a brilliant guy. You care deeply about education. You got a great personality. Politics. I am an advocate for getting good people into politics, and I will help you. What do you think?
That's what I asked my sister, one of my sisters, because I mentioned to you, it's, you know, just jokingly, higher education, challenging their headwinds in higher education. You know, if I wanted to make a switch, what should I do? And she said, you should run for mayor of Green Bay.
There you go. I'd love
sorry, Eric. But,
sorry. Eric, no, Eric.
Maybe a little higher than that,
I'm,
right?
I'm an Eric supporter, so.
Maybe a little higher, but really, have you... You and your sister, you guys talk about this? Is that something that could be on your docket? I mean, how old? I don't ask. Wait, you're
I think
not 40,
I,
are you?
I would say, to be diplomatic, I think it's, I think maybe being good at television reality is not a good indicator of your skills as a
you
politician.
Ask every single person that comes through here if they'd ever think about getting to politics and you'd support them, except for me.
True, because we have the best guests on,
okay.
And we talk about their guests and who we're going to get, and we get people that have lifted this community in some way, shape, or form through a charity, through nonprofit, I would like them to get into a seat where they make decisions for the community, and they seem to be very well schooled. Now,
just so
Johnny,
you know, no, here we go.
Go ahead.
No, just to say, if you decide you want to run, he's going to be your campaign manager, okay? But here's the thing. You know who he is, basically? He's Rudy Giuliani. Just so
know.
You know. Yeah, yeah. Just so you know.
Don't say anymore.
I'll help. I'll send you money. How's that? But
I think one thing I liked, actually, I'm usually a podcast listener, not so much a radio listener, so I really... was excited to hear what's happening on this station, not just to, you know, flatter you guys, but, you know, I think when you talk about the importance of politics, one thing that I would like to get more involved in is just political life here, not as a official, but in terms of being involved with the community. And so I think a station like this is really important for that, because we don't get coverage of the actual political.
If you want your own show, you've come to the right place.
Oh, no.
Right, Todd?
We were all last night talking about, we have some openings. So
some new shows they want to do here. Seriously.
You're awesome.
That'd be phenomenal.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for really elevating this whole community, your work on Jeopardy.
And it was exciting.
It was fun. We were betting on you. And I think you spelled Benedict right.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Well,
yeah.
We can do another half hour about that. But thank you so much,
Dr.
for having
Chen,
me.
Thank you so very much. We'd love to get you back again sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Whatever we can do for you, please let us know, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we got to set a quick break. Right on the mayor. Back right after this.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB-